Cardinals and Dodgers playing the second game of their three-game series from Los Angeles Wednesday. Mike Leake has been outstanding this year. He'd get some help in the top of the second inning. The Cardinals would load the bases against Rich Hill. Colton Wong would be at the plate.
The 2-0 pitch is ripped into left center field. That gets down the Cardinals. They're in business, 2-0. Piscotty walked. Carpenter a bunt single. Now Jerko, the pitch. Jerko swings and hits it hard into left, a base hit. Piscotty is held at third base, and the ball gets past Bellinger. Jerko's headed for third. Here's the throw, the slide, safe at third base. The Cardinals lead 4-0 with some help from Cody Bellinger in left field.
Mike Leake, and boy, has he been good this year. And he got him, the 2-0. Ground ball, and Carpenter is there. Steps on the bag. That's five scoreless put up by Mike Leake.
I think he's got a sack fly tonight, but trying to extend his hitting streak 13 games.
And a high fly ball out to deep left field. He has done it. Home run, Molina, number 4.
The Cardinals beat the Dodgers 6-1 on Wednesday. Mike Leake improves to 5-2 in the season, throwing 8 innings of one-run ball. Rich Hill threw 82 pitches in 4-plus innings for L.A. More than half of them missed the strike zone. He gives up 11 base runners on 7 walks and 4 hits. Behind Mike Leake's 8 innings of one-run ball, the Cardinals beat the Dodgers to take the second game of the series 6-1 on Wednesday. Here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny.
He's just been impressive. And, you know, it's we talked about before the game. It's a combination of his stuff being better and his execution being better. And, you know, he's making quality pitches all the time. And it's just one of those things that's impressive to watch start after start.
93 pitches, you have thoughts of letting them go back after? I know you want to get Lyons some work, too.
No, I think more than anything else, it's the fact that we don't have any off days anytime soon. They're going to be on regular rest, and I would imagine if you'd had a zero up there, might have been a little different. I know they all want to throw complete games, and I get it, but it might be a day to save a few pitches, let somebody else finish it up, and get ready for the next one.
Can you describe what it's been like to watch a rotation this last turn through? I think it's 3 runs allowed in 37 innings.
Yeah, amazing. Should mean a whole bunch of wins, and typically will, and it will. But, you know, I don't want them to flinch and doubt that this isn't the staff that they should be. I mean, those are hard numbers to keep matching, but I'm watching the way they're going about their business, and they're not doing anything out of the ordinary. They're executing, and they're getting to big spots and make really good pitches. It's just been a good run, but I think it should set the template and the expectation level.
Hill inconsistent, you guys were able to take advantage of him?
Yeah, you know, able to get a couple there with a big hit by Colton, but then he pitched his way out of it too because there was more damage out there, and he made good pitches and figured a way to get through. And, you know, he's out there in trouble but still standing there in the fifth. And, you know, had a couple opportunities to put a little extra on, and we didn't. And usually those come back and haunt us, but, you know, fortunately able to add a little bit more late.
Leake improves to 5-2 with his 8 innings of one-run ball. He allows just 4 hits. He walks nobody and strikes out 5. He's 5-2 in the season. Here's Leake on his performance in L.A.
Yeah, I'd say a continuation. I mean, today was pretty good at keeping the ball down. I was getting behind 2-0 too often, but other than that, I mean, mix and match in and out and down and in the zone. So.
Also, you're able to spot the ball. I mean, no walks, 8 innings, no walks. Pretty good indication of that.
Yeah, it came close first at bat, but at least after the first two pitches, they were putting the ball in play. So it was making for a lower pitch count.
Any discussion of you going back out there?
There was, but we have no rest coming up, so it's probably wise to wait and let it go.
You were able to get 2 quick runs, the offense was, and that helps you out, obviously. Can you talk about the offensive output?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a lead, it's always nice to be able to not have that pressure, but sometimes having low-scoring games help you with staying in the game, but Yeah, it was a good all-around game, great defense. Diaz made quite a few great plays. Jed, too. I mean, the infield was working hard today.
You have, like, seen all the guys that you guys had on base, obviously, even left some opportunities out there, and seeing, you know, the other guy walking a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's anytime we're getting guys on base, it's always nice to have, and it's fun to watch. So.
Trying to follow me on this question, but a lot of people you lead the National League in ERA off to a great start. People are like Mike Leake leading. I don't get the sense that you're surprising yourself, though some people might be surprised. Is that the case? I mean, you're not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, because it's been an 8-year process for me to get to where I'm at. So it's not a surprise for myself, but I'm sure it is a surprise for others.
What is the process like? I mean, what do you, when you talk about the process?
You only have 6 months to get better. So, I mean, it's kind of, you can only get better for 6 months and then utilize spring to kind of jumpstart the season. So it's a year-by-year thing.
I just feel like you have more weapons now than ever before. Different ways to use.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel like I have, I'm getting to a point where I can use changeup, curveball, slider, at any point.
Jed Jerko was among the hitting stars for the Cardinals on Wednesday. He goes 3-for-4 with 2 runs. Here's Jerko in his night at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, he was great. You know, the last two nights, really, Lance and then Leake again tonight. The starting pitchers have been great lately. If we can get him runs, we'll be doing just fine.
You look at what Leake's doing. 8 innings. He didn't walk anyone. His control is pinpoint.
Yeah, he's got pretty much done that every start. He's been impressive. It's fun to play behind him. You know, he works fast, throws the ball in the zone, keeps us in the game.
How about offensively against Rich Hill? He's walking everyone. What's your approach when you know a guy just doesn't have command of the strike zone?
You just look for something right down the middle, really. He was struggling. We made him work. Got to him a little bit early. Anytime you can get on the board early, it's a good thing.
Long night last night. How good to bounce back with a win tonight?
Yeah, it's good. Anytime. We've had some tough losses, so it's good to come out and score some runs. Hopefully we can do it again tomorrow.
The series wraps up for the Cardinals in L.A. on Thursday. Michael Wacha pitches for St. Louis. Kenta Maeda throws for the Dodgers.